ॐ अज्ञानचिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं थं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावतूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाखण्ड राधाखण्ड नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा श्री गौर भक्तवृन्द। अजानुलंबिता भुजौ कनकतावथौ संकीर्तनायक पितरौ कमलाय दक्षौ विश्वंबरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नित्य नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चजतेशधारिणे। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। I am very grateful to have this sacred opportunity to be among each and every one of you on this very holy day of Nityananda Trayodasi, the day where we celebrate the appearance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala, that the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his compassion, his grace, is like the soothing light of tens and millions of moons. And one who is being scorched by the blazing fire of this material existence can find this cooling relief in the shade and the shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. The Narottam Das Thakur, in his prayer, he writes, Heno nitai bine bhai, that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Heno nitai bine bhai, Radha Krishna naite bhai, Drita kori daro nitai bhai. The pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the spiritual world of Vrindavan, Goloka, are very confidential. Srimati Radharani, she is the supreme goddess of all love, of all devotion. Through the original guru, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Srimati Radharani gives access to her inner circle of loving associates. It is by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that we are accepted by Srimati Radharani to assist her in her eternal loving service of Sri Gopinath. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, it is described by Lochan Das Thakur, Nitai Guna Mani. He is the embodiment, the treasure house of all good qualities. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, however fallen, however sinful we have been, he does not become angry. He's always merciful. Paramakaruna Pahundu Ijana Nitai Goda Chandra. Lochan Das Thakur wrote that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are supremely merciful. They are limitlessly kind. The kindness of the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accessible when we approach Lord Nityananda Prabhu in the mood of Sharanagati, of taking shelter. Taking shelter is not just a sentiment. Along with the most sincere sentiment, it is the way we live. We take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu by accepting his teachings. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains how Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he opened a marketplace of the holy name. And in this marketplace, he was giving, through the chanting of the holy name, Sankirtan, prema, or pure ecstatic love for Krishna. And the only price that he charges is our faith and our willingness to follow. Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachi Shuta Hoilo She Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Who is Lord Nityananda? Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, descended as the son of Sachi, as Lord Gauranga. And Balaram descended as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Balaram is none different than Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say that Lord Nityananda is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. He is the first expansion of Krishna. It is from Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, the expansions come of Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, in his various forms, the source of all the incarnations that come into this world, the source of Mahavishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, the source of the Lord who is within the heart of every living being. In Goloka, the highest realm of the spiritual world, where eternal loving servitorship is the ultimate reality, Lord Balaram expands himself to become the spiritual world. He expands himself in every way to serve. He expands himself to become Krishna's clothing, his jewels, his bed, his seats, his shoes. And in all the various rasa relationships, Nityananda Prabhu Balaram is prominent in serving Lord Krishna. In Shantaras, he manifests as all the articles and the abode that Krishna enjoys. In Dasyaras, he's always engaged in serving Krishna, sometimes fanning him, sometimes even massaging his feet. In Sakyaras, he's Krishna's most playful, ever-present friend. In Vatsalyaras, as an elder brother, he has a protective mood toward Krishna. And he expands himself as Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Sri Radharani, to engage in serving Krishna in his most intimate pastimes of Madhurya Ras. This is Lord Balaram. Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudatveshe Namaha. In this verse we find that Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful of all incarnations because he is giving something most intimate and unique. In the age of Kali, he's come to give to the most fallen people the treasures of eternal loving service in Goloka, in the spiritual world of Vrindavan. Karuna Sindhu, he's an ocean of mercy. And is in his own self expanded as Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada describes that he went to create canals so that everybody in any place could actually have access to entering into that ocean of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Balaram, his name itself reveals that he has supreme strength, Bala. This is spiritual strength, and he enjoys displaying it. in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read so many stories of Balaram, how he manifested his powers in the form of demons like Pralamba, Vivida, how even when the entire Kuru army and dynasty was before him, he effortlessly, with his plow, was about to cast the kingdom of Hastinapur into the river. And Bhishma, Drona, all the Pandavas and Kurus, they came to surrender to Balaram. Romaharshan Sutta, who was presenting himself as a spiritual teacher, but who was arrogant. Lord Balaram, who's the original guru, he taught us what a real teacher is. And how graphically he did so. With a simple blade of grass, he touched Romaharshan. And Romaharshan's life ended. This is the power of Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram appeared as Nityananda, and the only strength he manifested was in his kindness, his forgiveness, his tolerance, his mercy. He would take that same piece of grass as a symbol of humility and put it between his teeth, and he would beg people to accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the supreme Godhead, the absolute truth, the source of everything that exists, that has descended into this world in the most humble, forgiving, and kind form. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai Dinahina Yata Chilo Harinamu Tharilo. He taught everyone how to worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the holy names and following the path of bhakti, or pure loving devotional service. Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the holy place of Ekachakra as the eldest son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. Today is the anniversary of that most auspicious appearance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in this material world. When he was a little baby, he had a resplendent complexion like gold. His eyes were like fully bloomed petals of a lotus. He was soft, like butter. Everyone wanted to see him. Everyone wanted to touch him. The life and soul of all the residents of Ekachakra was to see him smile. Everyone fell in love with him. And the nature of Lord Nityananda is he is eternally in love with every spirit soul. And this is a truth that we must always embrace within our minds and in our hearts. That We want to love Krishna, but Krishna unconditionally, eternally loves us. In fact, the power for anyone to love anyone or anything in this world has its origin in Krishna's love for us. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Krishna wanted to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love and understand what it was about him that gave her such happiness in her love. And he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Krishna with the sentiment and the complexion of Sri Radha, to taste the ecstasy of Radha's love and to give the chance of Srimati Radharani to distribute her love to her children in this world. She's the mother of everyone. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Chaitanya Radha Krishna's supreme embodiment of kindness to give that love. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was a little boy, his mother and father just could not stop looking at him. They could not be away from him. When Hadai Pandit had to go to the fields to do some farming, you know, at every step he would turn around because he had to see Nityananda again and again and again. He was sometimes called Nitai Chandra or Nitai. And Padmavati, just blinking her eyes, she would feel separation from her beloved son. This was the intimacy of the love of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati for their little baby child. As he grew up, the children his age, he would play with them. The only game was enacting the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, of Radha Krishna, the various leelas of Srimad Bhagavatam and various leelas that no one even knows. He would teach his little friends. They were only 5, 6 years old. From early morning till sometimes late at night, sometimes even all night, they would perform the pastimes of Krishna. And Nityananda, as a child, he was the producer, the director, the leading actor, and all of his friends were completely attached to him. And because of their deep attachment to him, they actually entered into whatever roles they were playing. They were, in truth, the reenactments of the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna's associates were manifesting in the hearts of these little boys by Nityananda Prabhu's grace. They would perform the leelas of Ramayana, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and the various incarnations of the Lord. And when someone once asked Nitai, "You're only a small child. You haven't even begun to go to school yet. How do you know all these pastimes with all the dialogue so perfectly to teach your friends?" And Nitai, he smiled and he said, "These are my pastimes." And he enchanted everyone's heart in such a way that they couldn't understand the truth that he was speaking. when Nityananda Prabhu was approximately 12 years old, that was the time that his beloved Lord Sri Krishna, in the mood of Sri Radhika, appeared in Navadvipa as the son of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. At the moment that Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya appeared, Nityananda in Eka Chakra, in ecstasy, he roared. And when he roared, it was like a tumultuous thunder that resounded in all directions. Nobody knew what it was, where it was coming from, but everyone could feel something auspicious is happening. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world to assist Lord Gauranga in distributing Prema Bhakti to the world. But how? How could he leave the people of Ekachakra who were so attached to him? What to speak of his mother and father? It was around that time that a great sannyasi came to Ekachakra. And mystically he came to the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. He spent the entire night with Hadai Pandit discussing the pastimes of Krishna. He was given wonderful prasad. And when he was just about to leave in the morning, Hadai Pandit offered him whatever service he could give. The sannyasi said, "I'm going on a pilgrimage to all the various holy places. I'm all alone. I require an assistant. Please give me your eldest son, Nityananda, to travel with me." It was such a devastation to Hadai Pandit to even conceive of this. But he remembered Dasarath, and Dasarath giving Ramchandra to the great sage Vishwamitra to enter the forest. Hadai Pandit and Padmavati discussed this, and together they decided that to honor the Lord is to honor the Lord's devotees. And they offered Nityananda Prabhu to the sannyasi, who departed. From that time on, Hadai Pandit, Padmavati, they just cried the name of Nityananda. They couldn't eat or sleep. In love, in separation, themselves and the whole town of Ekachakra. And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in some detail the wonderful pilgrimage of Lord Nityananda. He went to the Himalayas, all the way down to Puri and to South India, Kanyakumari, to the western provinces of Pandharapur and Dwarka. During his travels, he met with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was traveling on pilgrimage himself, along with the disciples Ishwara Puri and Brahmananda Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the guru of Sri Advaitacharya, Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, the most glorious of Vaishnavas. He manifested the ecstasies of the love of the gopis in this world. When Nityananda Prabhu saw the love of Madhavendra Puri, he surrendered himself. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw the ecstasy of the love, when Madhavendra Puri saw Nityananda Prabhu, he cried. They both fell unconscious in emotion when they first met. And when they awoke, constantly they were both chanting Krishna's holy names, embracing each other, bathing each other with tears. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, I have been to so many holy places, but now the very culmination of the purpose of all pilgrimage is to see your love for Krishna. All of the followers of Madhavendra Puri, they were floating in a great ocean of happiness to see something they had never experienced before. The love that these two great souls had for each other in their love for Krishna. It was then that Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. He is Guru Tattva. All gurus are representative of Lord Nityananda's love. How is it that the original guru is from the core of his heart sincerely accepting another person as his guru? Because Acharya teaches by example, not just in form, but in love. Nityananda Prabhu, as the original guru, he accepted and took shelter with all his heart of a guru in parampara. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the Vishaya Vigraha, the ultimate object of everyone's love, the ultimate sadhya or goal that we learn through the mercy of our gurus. He accepted a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, as his guru. So what is the glory of Sri Madhavendra Puri? Nityananda Prabhu, the original guru, Balaram, accepted him as guru. And Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, accepted his disciple as his guru. After spending many days together, Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu, absorbed in kirtan of the holy names and Harikatha, they parted. Madhavendra Puri went to the river Sarayu, and Nityananda Prabhu went toward the south, Kanyakumari. In Pandharapur, Nityananda Prabhu met with Lakshmipati Tirtha, who was the guru, initiating guru of Madhavendra Puri. By the mercy of Madhavendra Puri, he received a mantra. Nityananda Prabhu traveled for about 20 years. And he returned to Vrindavan. Went to all the various places of Vrindavan previously. Especially he enjoyed being at Ramghat, the place where Balaram would perform his beautiful lila with his own gopis. when he returned to Vrindavan, he made his special place to stay Sringarbhat. This is a place during the Ras Leela of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev that Krishna, subordinate to Sri Radha's love to please her, decorates her with flowers. Samsidhira Haritoshanam. Whatever our occupation, whatever our ashram, whatever status we are in society, the success of our life is to please Krishna, Lord Hari. But in this spiritual world, the greatest goal of Krishna is to please Sri Radharani. Kaviraj Goswami tells that Sri Radha is the Ashraya Vigraha. She is the abode of all love. She is the limitless ocean of love. And every jivatma is empowered with a little drop of her love. And that drop is so powerful, it can conquer Krishna, who is Ajita, the conqueror of all. Krishna is the Vishai Vigraha, the ultimate object of love. But Bhaktivatsal, he is so much overwhelmed and indebted to the love of his devotee that he wants to serve the devotee. In Sringarbhat, Krishna, in his great yearning to please Srimati Radharani, is collecting flowers and decorating her hair. Such a simple service. The source of Narasingha Dev and Varaha Dev, the creator of all existence, who in many religions is portrayed as the all-powerful controller and the all-powerful administrator of justice, they are all expansions of expansions of Krishna. And he's plucking flowers and decorating Sri Radha's hair. And it is this sweet pastime of Krishna, understanding and controlled by Radha's love, that is very much inseparable from why Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Because he wanted to taste the sweetness of that love. And he wanted to distribute it to the world. And therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, he resided there. It is also called Nityananda Bhat, because it was from that place, the place of Sri Radha's love for Krishna, that Nityananda Prabhu would go to Navadvip to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute that love. While he was there at Sringarbhat on the bank of Yamuna, he would play with the children in the mood of a cowherd boy. And then within his heart of hearts, he understood what he was waiting for had come to be. Lord Gauranga had gone to Gaya, and in the mood of a devotee to show the world the example of a devotee. He accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri, and it was only then that he openly revealed the ecstasies of Radha's love. When he returned to Navadvip Dham, he established the Sankirtan movement. All the devotees that were present, Sri Advaita Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, Srivas Thakur and his brothers, Murari Gupta, so many of these great devotees, Suklambar Brahmachari, they all assembled with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to perform kirtan. But Lord Chaitanya was especially waiting for Nityananda to come. And Nityananda Prabhu could feel it. He departed from Vrindavan in order to give the whole world access to Vrindavan. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada was so much in that mood of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He departed from Vrindavan to give the whole world the opportunity to experience the treasures of the love of Vrindavan. The name Nityananda means he is eternally in bliss, in the ecstasy of love of God. And anyone who comes in contact with Nityananda Prabhu with a faithful heart becomes transformed by his happiness. Srila Prabhupada explains, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur elaborates, that Nityananda Prabhu is always supremely happy, Ananda. But yet, he's always feeling pain to see the suffering of people in this world. And here, this great mystery of karuna, compassion, is exemplified. How can you suffer and be happy simultaneously? This is spiritual truth. We can try to understand it with our intelligence and we can get some idea. But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, it becomes a reality. Paratukaduki. Nityananda Prabhu, in his love and in this supreme ecstatic joy of his love, he's able to deeply feel the sufferings of others. And he wants to share that love with those people. When Nityananda Prabhu arrived in Navadvip, he didn't tell anyone. He went to the house of Nandanacharya, a great, great devotee, and told Nandanacharya, please do not speak to anyone that I am here. He was hiding. Nandanacharya was feeling himself so supremely fortunate, having kirtan, having harikatha, offering prasad, taking the remnants of Nityananda Prabhu, with Nityananda Prabhu. On the day he arrived, Lord Chaitanya told his associates, in a state that was like a transcendental trance, that a great person is about to come. And the next morning he said, I had a dream where I saw Lord Balaram on a beautiful chariot with a flag, holding his plow and a club. He was right in front of my house, repeatedly asking the question, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? When I saw him, I could understand this is Balaram himself. I asked, who are you? He said, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will get to know each other. Lord Chaitanya went into such a state of divine love, just thinking of Nityananda Prabhu. And he asked Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur to find him. In great enthusiasm, they went to each house, they went to the bathing ghats, they went to the shop to shop. For 9 hours, they searched and they returned to Lord Chaitanya's home and said, Nimai, we cannot find him anywhere. Gauranga smiled. Only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya can one understand the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu can one approach Lord Chaitanya. This truth was revealed. Gauranga Mahaprabhu brought his devotees to the house of Nandanacharya. And there was the glorious meeting. The first time Krishna Balaram, Lakshman Ramchandra, Ananta Narayan, now Nimai and Nitai. It was their first meeting in this incarnation. Nityananda Prabhu, seeing Lord Chaitanya, went into such states of ecstatic love, as did Lord Chaitanya for Nityananda Prabhu. And together they danced. They became truly transcendental, inseparable brothers. In fact, Sachi Devi, the mother of Lord Chaitanya, as well as Malini, the wife of Srivas Thakur, they accepted Nityananda Prabhu as their own son. Sachi Mata once told Lord Gauranga that she had a dream. And in the dream, she saw her deities of Krishna and Balaram. And Nityananda and Gauranga, as little boys, they came and took the offerings of Krishna and Balaram. In fact, they even took Krishna Balaram off the altar. And Nityananda Prabhu was crying out, the days of your Krishna stealing butter are gone. Now my Lord Gauranga has come to give the sweetness of love to all. Lord Chaitanya was very happy hearing this dream. He said, let us invite Nitai for lunch today. And when Sachi came to serve them, she saw in her mood of Yashoda Mai, she saw Lord Gauranga as a little child with the bluish complexion of Krishna. And she saw Nitai with a white complexion as little Bal Balaram. And she fainted. And she cried. And from that time, Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga together, they were her life and soul. Lord Chaitanya gave that historical order to Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Go everywhere. Do not consider who is worthy or unworthy. Do not consider what is auspicious or inauspicious, either the place or the person or the time. Just give everyone the key to love of God. to remembering Krishna, worshiping Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna. It was at this time that Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they were going door to door and seeing Lord Nityananda. He was Nitai Gunamani. He was a treasure house of the supreme, most beautiful qualities, all attractive. Practically everybody he came in contact with, he gave him a simple message. Worship Krishna. Remember Krishna. Serve Krishna. Hear and talk about Krishna. Chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, your father, your true wealth and your life and soul. Bhaja Gauranga. And he especially taught them to approach Krishna and Sri Radharani through the mercy and the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. If someone was so hard-hearted, and so arrogant that they rejected Nityananda Prabhu, he would beg them. Some of these people, when he would come to their door, they would make false accusations. You are a rogue, you are a thief, you are a total hypocrite. You have come to plunder people. In the name of a beggar, you're looking in people's houses to see how to get in so that you could later come and steal everything they have. Out from here. You are sinful. You are a criminal. In this way, they would shout at him. And Nityananda Prabhu, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Ram, he would bow them. He would bow at their feet. He would genuinely cry tears with folded hands. He would even roll in the ground in the dust of their feet and beg them, please, whatever you say about me, whatever you do, I don't mind. Just take the name of Krishna. Accept the mercy of Gauranga. That was Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Dinahina yata chilo harinama udharila uthara sakshi jagai madhai. Every evening Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur would come back and give report to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on that great day, they happened to see a crowd of people and they heard all kinds of nasty language and screaming and roaring of tyrants. And they went to see, what is this? And at a distance, the crowd was watching the two most cruel, wicked, arrogant of all people, Jagai and Madhai. When Nityananda Prabhu saw them, he asked, who are they? And they were given graphic description of all the various horrible deeds that they have performed. And Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas, my beloved Lord Gauranga, his name will become so dear to the hearts of all, and his path will be especially taken seriously if we can give his mercy to Jagai and Madhai. We have all heard this beautiful story. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, when he approached Jagai and Madhai, and with a glance filled with love and compassion, that glance would melt the heart of anybody. But Jagai and Madhai were so cruel and so hard-hearted that the very heart-melting glance of love of Nityananda Prabhu made them angry. Instead of inducing love in their hearts like almost everyone else, it induced hate. They chased after to kill him. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas ran away. Trinadapi suniche nataroli vasi hishnuna amani namani dena kirtaniya sadahari. Here is Haridas Thakur, who is Brahma. And here is Balaram, the supreme all-powerful personality of Godhead. And they're running away. And Jagai and Madhai were running as fast as they could, and Nitai and Haridas were running just in front of them. Apparently, they were running for their lives, but they were laughing. On another day, Nityananda Prabhu was searching for Jagai and Madhai. He didn't want to let them go. He wanted to give them Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And again he approached them. And again he requested them to take the name of Krishna. Madhai was so angry with the intent to murder Nityananda Prabhu. He took a pot and smashed it and broke that pot on Nityananda's head. Blood flowed from his head, covered his clothes. People were horrified. When Lord Chaitanya heard about this, he came running to the scene with his associates. When he saw Nityananda Prabhu standing there, covered with blood, and Madhai was about to pick up another pot and hit Nityananda again to finish him. But Jagai, his heart was transformed because Nityananda Prabhu was, with tears of compassion, he was begging Madhai, "I don't mind what pain you're trying to cause me. I don't mind that you hate me. I only mind one thing, that you're an eternal loving soul. Love for Krishna is within your heart, and you're suffering so much, and you're going to have to suffer for all your activities. Please take the name of Krishna and be happy, truly happy, forever." When Jagai saw this compassion, his heart changed. He stopped Madhai from hitting him again. And it was at that moment that Lord Gauranga appeared. His most beloved devotee, his dearmost friend. He saw Jagai and Madhai. Madhai was still holding that pot, ready to hit Nityananda again. Mahaprabhu called for his Sudarshan Chakra. And both Jagai and Madhai could see that blazing weapon of all weapons about to destroy them. Lord Chaitanya's eyes were glowing red with transcendental anger as an expression of his love for Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai and Madhai saw death personified before them as Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Nityananda, he was just standing there with all humility as their loving friend. He pleaded with Lord Chaitanya, "Please don't harm them. Actually, it doesn't even hurt. It might look like it hurts, but it may have been an accident. But actually, Jagai, he protected me from Marai hitting me again. And as soon as Nityananda Prabhu appealed in this way, Lord Chaitanya became so grateful to Jagai. He didn't even consider all the terrible things he had done throughout his life. All he considered is, you have given pleasure to my devotee. You have served my devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and placed his foot on the heart of Jagai, who was laying on the ground in the ecstasy of love of God. He had attained the perfection. And seeing the love, the happiness, the divine intoxication of prema that his brother Jagai was experiencing, Madhai was transformed. And he begged Lord Chaitanya, give me that love too. Lord Chaitanya said, you have hurt Nitai. Only he can give you that love. Madhai, from his heart of hearts, he fell at the feet and took shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda just asked them two things. Give up your immoral, unethical, sinful activities forever. Chant the names of Krishna and be the servant of his servants, and we will give you ecstatic love. They made those vows. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu picked up Madhai, the person who hated and tried to kill him. Lord Nityananda picked him up and embraced him. And then offered him to Lord Gauranga. From that day on, Jagai and Madhai became the intimate loving associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Even Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, and his secretary Chitragupta could not fathom or imagine. They have never seen any incarnation of God manifest such mercy. They didn't just liberate, as Ram, Narasingha, Varaha, Krishna, we find that the great demons like Kamsa or Ravana or Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they were given liberation by being killed by the Lord. But Parama Karuna Pahundu Ijana, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they are supremely kind. They didn't kill anybody. Jagai and Madhai were non-different than Ravana and Kumbhakarna and Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa. They were just as evil, just as cruel, performed just as dastardly deeds. But instead of killing them, they killed the demoniac, materialistic mentality within them. Jeev jago, Gauru Chandra Pole. And with pure hearts, they gave them the sweetest taste of Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunoi, the awakening of love for Krishna from within their hearts. Jagai and Madhai became so humble, begging forgiveness from everyone, wanting to serve every living being, constantly tasting the sweetness of Krishna's name. In their humility, they were always taking shelter of the Lord, and they actually became like the most resplendent examples, where the same people of the town of Navadvip that feared them, feared that they would burn their houses and plunder them and plunder their loved ones, now they love Jagai and Madhai. They honor Jagai and Madhai because they were genuinely liberated in the highest state. And this is the unique feature of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In the very lives of these people who were even demoniac, they gave them love for Krishna and made them true saints. In fact, Lord Chaitanya told his associates, don't ever think of Jagai and Madhai for what they've done. Know that they're completely pure. Because they have surrendered by giving up their sinful activities and taking shelter of the names and the devotees of the Lord, I have removed all their bad karmas. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their associates, that is their mission in this world. In this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in the spirit of an innocent little boy, whoever he would meet, he would lovingly convince them to accept the treasure of love of God, and by practicing the path of pure devotional service. Lord Nityananda in Navadvip became such a dear life and soul of all the devotees, because they saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda with the same intimacy as Krishna Balaram. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his Nagar Sankirtan to the house of Chankazi, he was organizing various devotees to chant and to dance in various places in the parties of Sankirtan he was creating. But Nityananda Prabhu could not be anywhere else except on Lord Chaitanya's side. They danced together to the house of Chankazi. And in that beautiful procession began the tradition of chanting the names of Krishna to spread love of Krishna in the streets of this world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas, to reach the people that he was not able to transform. He only told a few people his plan. One was Nityananda Prabhu. When Nityananda Prabhu heard that Lord Chaitanya Gauranga was going to cut his beautiful hair and put on the robes of a mendicant and leave Navadvip and his family and his friends, he was practically paralyzed. He went to a secluded place, and when he thought of the sorrow that Sachimata, Lord Chaitanya's mother, was going to endure when the Lord leaves, he cried. It was Lord Nityananda Prabhu that went with Lord Chaitanya, along with a few others, to conduct the ceremony in Katva for the sannyas of Sri Gauranga. There Gauranga was given the name by Keshava Bharati Maharaj, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after receiving the sannyas mantra that he himself whispered in the ear of his guru and then received it back, he decided to go to Vrindavan in great happiness. On the way to Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, who knows the innermost core of Lord Chaitanya's heart, who is supremely merciful, not only to all fallen souls, but to all devotees, to every living being. He was thinking, what is the condition of Sachimata? What is the condition of all the devotees? And by his own plan, he tricked Lord Chaitanya. Instead of going to the bank of the Yamuna toward Vrindavan, to go to Shantipur. And he sent Chandrasekhar, a great devotee, to give the message to Advaitacharya and to bring the message to Sachi Devi and the devotees in Navadvip, come to Shantipur, your son is coming. Such a glorious festival at the house of Advaita in Shantipur. And when Sachimata saw her beloved son with a shaved head in the robes of a sannyasi, she cried. And Lord Chaitanya fell at her feet and begged forgiveness for any pain he caused her. She placed her beloved son on her lap and covered him with tears. This was all arranged by Nityananda Prabhu. What was a time when nobody knew if they would ever see Lord Chaitanya again in their lifetimes. People were on the verge of death and feelings of separation. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, by bringing Lord Chaitanya back into their association, created the most joyous celebration, where for many days at Advaita Bhavan in Shantipur, there was Harinam and Harikatha. And every day Sachimata cooked for her beloved. It was her desire. Please don't go to Vrindavan at this time. Make your residence in Jagannath Puri. Because the same Krishna that lives in Vrindavan is living in Puri as Jagannath. But if you're in Puri, I will hear regularly about your pastimes and your well-being, and I could send you gifts. To please his mother and the devotees, Lord Chaitanya accepted. And along with Nityananda Prabhu and a few others, he departed from Shantipur for Jagannath Puri. On the way, Nityananda Prabhu performed that historical lila of breaking Lord Chaitanya's danda and throwing it in a river. Because he was seeing his beloved Lord as the supreme enjoyer, he did not like to see him in this mood of renunciation. And by breaking the danda into several parts, tridanda, he established the very principle of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda's incarnation. To teach that the goal of life, the eternal, supreme, highest nature of the soul is Jivara Swarupoya Krishnana Nityatas. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yo Viradati Kaman. that there is one supreme enjoyer, Krishna, and we are always eternally subordinate to Krishna. When by the misuse of our free will we try to enjoy separate from Krishna, we're cast into this egoistic material experience, subordinate to Maya, or the illusory material energy. But when we turn to Krishna with a sincere and humble heart, Sharanagati, then we become subordinate to Krishna's love, and Krishna by his own will wants to be subordinate to his subordinate's love, and that is rasa, loving service. When they arrived in Puri, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with their associates, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they had kirtan and harikatha in the presence of Lord Jagannath. Soon after, Lord Chaitanya decided to take his journey to South India, a great pilgrimage that would go on for about 2 years. He did not want to take Nityananda Prabhu or any of his other associates. He wanted to be alone. But Nityananda Prabhu convinced him, take Kal Krishna Das. You'll hardly know he's there, but he'll be there to assist you. When Lord Chaitanya finally returned to Puri, he rejected Kal Krishna Das for a great mistake that Kal Krishna Das had made during the journey. But Nityananda Prabhu, so merciful, he could not tolerate seeing Kal Krishna Das suffer. He personally encouraged Kal Krishna Das, and while honoring, respecting Lord Chaitanya's apparent punishment, he engaged Kal Krishna Das in wonderful service to the devotees that gave him great happiness. In every case, Nityananda Prabhu is simply merciful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi, and he was ultimately the upholder of spiritual religious principles. He was supremely merciful, but in certain cases, he had to set an example. But through Nityananda Prabhu, he transcended those examples to give causeless mercy. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes how one day Lord Chaitanya took Lord Nityananda to a secluded place and told him, we have both descended to this world to give Krishna prema, to give love for Krishna, to give freedom from all sorrow forever to everyone, whoever will accept it. I am here in Puri because my mother wants me to be here. I'm a sannyasi. I have certain boundaries that I must respect to set a proper example. But you should go to Bengal. You should go to Bengal and you should give Krishna consciousness, give Krishna to everyone. Open a marketplace of the holy name of Krishna. And you should marry. Nityananda Prabhu was given some of Lord Chaitanya's very close associates to return to Bengal to establish the example for the whole world in the future of how bhakti can be distributed. As they were walking on that path, Abhiram Thakur, who was Sri Dhamma, the younger brother of Srimati Radharani and Krishna's Leela, he became so happy as Lord Chaitanya was glancing and invoking love in all of his associates. They were chanting kirtan on the roadsides, and in those days they were just simple dirt paths. And Abhiram, in ecstasy, he stood at one place in a threefold bending form like a cowherd boy playing a flute for 9 hours as all the devotees chanted in kirtan around him. Gadadhar Das was in the mood of a gopi. In this way, they were intoxicated with prema, with love. They ask someone, where is the road to the Ganga? And someone said, you're going in the wrong direction. You have already diverted 6 hours away from the road to the Ganga. So they smiled and continued their kirtan, their chanting, their dancing, and they reached the road and they progressed. And after some time, they asked someone, where is the path to the Ganga? And the person said, what are you asking? You're 20 miles away from the road from the Ganga. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells they didn't even know that they had bodies. What to speak of knowing where they were? That was the state of internal happiness that they were experiencing while they were chanting kirtan together. And somehow or other, they arrived on the bank of the Ganga in Bengal at the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati. And there, Sri Chaitanya, or Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he requested Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh to perform kirtan. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh were three brothers, and they were personal expansions of Srimati Radharani in Madhurya Ras, in the mood of the gopis of Sri Vrindavan Dham. They were especially incarnated in this world to manifest Vrindavan in the form of kirtan. When they chanted, it was so sweet, it was so filled with love, so filled with realization. They were the favorite kirtan singers of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, as everyone was dancing and he was sitting on a beautiful seat offered by Raghava Pandit, he asked Raghava Pandit, please bring me a garland of Kadamba flowers. Raghava Pandit, also known as Raghavananda, he replied, that's impossible. The Kadamba flowers grow just before the monsoon rainy season and during the rainy season. Now it's out of season. There is no Kadamba flowers. Lord Nityananda smiled. He said, go in your courtyard and just look and see. Raghava Pandit went to his courtyard and he saw a familiar sight that was so unfamiliar. There was a lime tree, and the branches of the lime tree were filled with blossoming Kadamba flowers. So fragrant, so beautiful, so soft. And he made a garland of these Kadambatra flowers and placed it around the neck of Nityananda Prabhu, who was very happy. The kirtan continued. Suddenly, everyone was overwhelmed by the sweet fragrance of Damanaka flowers. But Damanaka flowers grow in the south of India. They do not grow in Bengal. Nityananda Prabhu smiled. He said, "We are all overwhelmed by this fragrance. Do you know where it's coming from?" He said, "Your kirtan is so sweet and so filled with affection that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who's residing in Jagannath Puri, he has come here in a form that only I could see. He has come here wearing a garland of Damanaka flowers to witness the kirtan." He was standing right under that tree. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu glanced upon a devotee in the kirtan, his glance infused that devotee with his own love. The power of Nityananda Prabhu's glance of love, all the power of Lord Balaram, all the power of Mahavishnu, who inhales and consumes the entire cosmic manifestation, all the power of Lord Shiva, Rudra, who at a particular time destroys the entire universe, all the power of Balaram and all of Narasingadev, who defeated Hiranyakashipu, all the power of Ramchandra, who liberated Ravana, all the power of Ananta Shesha, who was upholding all the universes on his hoods, all that power in its most essential, pure love was manifested in the love of Nityananda through his glance. Karuna, the greatest power ever exhibited in this entire creation, is the power of the Lord's love, manifesting as the Lord's mercy, his compassion. And it was that love from the heart of Nityananda Prabhu that was flowing into the hearts of the devotees and the fallen souls through his affectionate glance. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur tells, when he would look upon a devotee with that glance of ecstatic love, they would enter into the moods of the residents of Vrindavan, into the gopi bhav many, and they would fall unconscious, unable to even sustain the ecstasy of their happiness. And in our scripture, it tells that when Nityananda Prabhu glanced from one devotee to another devotee to another devotee, it was like a cyclone affecting various banana trees. one by one, each devotee was falling down. And Nityananda Prabhu with his kirtan had everyone, they would rise back to their consciousness, and some devotees climbed trees, and mystically, miraculously, they were dancing on the leaves of the trees without falling down, and some were climbing to the top of trees and jumping down in the great ecstasy of a cowherd boy. This kirtan at the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati, it went on continuously for 3 months. All the devotees who were present, they forgot about eating. They forgot about sleeping. They just chanted and danced in the presence of Nityananda Prabhu. And at a certain time, Nityananda Prabhu, he, along with some of his devotees, they went out from Panihati to distribute this treasure of love of God to the common people. They met some little children. These little children were just playing or herding some goats or cows. And Nityananda Prabhu glanced upon them and invited them to chant the names of the Lord. And these little children, they roared like lions. They were so intoxicated, they would just see a tree and love the tree so much, they embraced the tree. And while they were dancing, sometimes the trees were uprooted and liberated. These little children, for 1 month, they forgot about eating and sleeping. And when their parents saw them so happy in the ecstasy of love, they were just proud of their children. They didn't even expect them to come home. Nityananda Prabhu went to Saptagram, where he visited the great devotee Udharandat. Saptagram was a place which was notorious for being extremely materialistic. Nityananda Prabhu, these people who were very arrogant and very atheistic and extremely selfish people, saintly people would not want to go near them. But Nityananda Prabhu went to every single house and melted their hearts with his glance and with his loving appeal. Please chant the names of Krishna. Please take the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And everyone in the entire town of Saptagram was soon on the streets in the most incredible inundation of love of God, of Sankirtan. Such a miracle. Nityananda Prabhu went then to Shantipur. In Shantipur, he met Sri Advaita Prabhu. They had such beautiful exchanges. Advaita Acharya knew, knowing him to be Balaram, was glorifying and praising and serving Nityananda Prabhu. They were God brothers. And then Nityananda Prabhu asked Advaita's permission to go to Navadvip to visit Sachi Devi. When Nityananda Prabhu arrived at the house of Sachi, the very home where Lord Gauranga was born, where he performed his childhood pastimes and where he established the Sankirtan movement, Sachi Mata was in so much separation from Lord Chaitanya. She said, I just was hoping and praying and dreaming that you would come, Nityananda, and now you have come. She was seeing her own beloved son, Gauranga, so much in Nityananda Prabhu. Because they were non-different. She asked Lord Nityananda, please stay here for some time. Let me see you from time to time. Let me feed you. Nityananda Prabhu, in tears of gratitude for Sachi Devi's love, accepted her like his own mother, and she accepted him as a son. He remained in Navadvip. Now, there are many beautiful stories in this regard. Nityananda Prabhu, he would sometimes invite his devotees to decorate his body with ornaments. Sometimes he had beautiful gold and diamonds and rubies and emeralds and silver and wonderful silks people would put on his body. And he was the personification of renunciation. How and why? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one time, he took the kopan, the loincloth of Nityananda Prabhu. And he said, Nityananda Prabhu is so pure, his renunciation is based on his ecstatic love for Krishna and compassion to all beings. Lord Chaitanya wrapped a piece of the turban around, the kopan around his head like a turban, and distributed it to all his devotees. And he said, anyone who honors and worships Nityananda Prabhu will be the recipient of my full mercy and will be freed forever from the sufferings of material existence. Why? Why did Nityananda Prabhu accept these jewels? I think I'm out of time, but I do want to explain this because it's at the very heart of bhakti. Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Chaitanya himself. As the causeless giver of devotion, even poor people, people in poverty, when they saw Nityananda Prabhu decorated with this ornaments, it would give them the ultimate happiness. They didn't want anything for themselves because they found such joy in seeing it on Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada would quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam, when you water the root of the tree, that water goes to every part of the tree. Similarly, when we worship the Supreme Lord, then our love is extended everywhere to everyone. And similarly, for a sincere devotee, when we decorate the deities, we find when love begins to awaken in our heart, we find millions of times more happiness in seeing the deity's beauty. We don't need to feel beautiful ourselves. If we offer wonderful food to Krishna, our souls are more satisfied than anything we could eat. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, actually, we're allowing people to offer him these precious ornaments and jewels because in doing that, he was giving the greatest happiness to everyone. He was the root of every living being. By satisfying him, they were feeling the greatest happiness. By seeing his beauty, they were Atmarama. They were feeling the greatest happiness. They were feeling the essence of all the beauty of their own true selves because they were witnessing Nityananda's beauty. The Atma, the soul, is all beautiful for all of us. Physically, emotionally, we have so many shortcomings. Old age, and so many other things. But we want to find beauty. We want to be beautiful. But the real process of experiencing the joy of our own beauty is in appreciating the beauty of Krishna. Because it is Krishna that is the beauty of our own souls. Whoever we are, wherever we are, the poorest people felt to be the wealthiest people in the world because they were seeing the jewels on Nityananda Prabhu. People who had leprosy and disease, they considered themselves the most beautiful person in the world because they were seeing the beauty of Nityananda Prabhu. This is bhakti. When we appreciate Krishna happiness, that is where our soul finds happiness. Durlabha manava janma lobhya samsare. The purpose of human life is to find that happiness. Anandamayo byashat. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he made it so easy. Just appreciate me wearing the jewels that you're giving me. And in my happiness, you will find the greatest happiness. In my beauty, you will feel the greatest beauty. Without arrogance and without end. While Nityananda Prabhu was living in the Nabadweep area, there was a thief. This particular thief, he was actually born in a Brahmin family, but he misused his powers. Whether we have the power of knowledge, intelligence, wealth, beauty, fame, we can use it in a spirit of compassion, which means yoga, to use it in harmony with Krishna, with God. Or we can use it with selfishness, with arrogance, and cause harm to ourselves and others. This person was very powerful, but he was corrupt. He formed a gang around him, and according to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, they were murderers, thieves. When they saw the jewels on Nityananda Prabhu, this particular leader of the dacoits, instead of feeling like the innocent people, the joy of the wealth of the soul by appreciating the jewels on Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was only accepting and wearing the jewels to give us happiness. But he wanted them for himself. And he was willing to rob and even kill Nityananda to get it. That is how covered over he was. he followed Nityananda around for many days as Nityananda Prabhu was performing kirtan, just waiting for the moment when he could plunder all of the jewels. Nityananda Prabhu was staying at the house of Hiranya Pandit. The gang came together with the plan, we'll wait till night with weapons. We will attack when Nitai is sleeping and plunder everything. They surrounded the house from a little distance away with their swords and their spears and their knives and their clubs. They were big, they were gruesome, they were merciless. As they were waiting for Nityananda, they had a spy who said, he's just eating prasad now. Let's wait till he sleeps. But while they were waiting, by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, the goddess of sleep covered them over. They all fell asleep. And in the morning, the sun rose and the crows and the birds were singing and they all woke up and they couldn't understand what happened. They began to blame each other. You're the one who fell asleep first. Well, how do you know if you were not asleep first? So in this way, the leader, he said, we made a big mistake. We did not properly worship the goddess Chandi to get the power to do this. So they had a puja to Chandi, unspeakable types of worship they had. And then they armed themselves with their weapons. And the next night, when they came closer to the house, they saw many, many gigantic soldiers. Each soldier was so big and so powerful, carrying weapons. Any one of them could have conquered at least 100 persons. And there were so many of these soldiers. They were constantly walking around the house of Hiranya Pandit, performing kirtan, chanting the names Hari Hari. When the thieves saw this, they decided, let us come back later. They were thinking maybe Nityananda Prabhu, who was an avaduta, who was so influential, he understood that we're here and he has called these soldiers to guard him. But the leader said, I think that very important people are coming for the darshan of him. And one of his visitors may have brought all of these soldiers. Let us return in 10 days when the soldiers are gone. After 10 days, they assembled. Each of them had at least 5 to 10 deadly weapons, and they were trained to kill. They came closer. They entered the compound of Hiranya Pandit's house. Everything was quiet. Nityananda Prabhu was sound asleep. So perfect. Suddenly, each one of the thieves found themselves in pitch darkness and became blind. One of them fell into a dirty, filthy garbage pit. And they couldn't see anything, and they were being stung by wasps and bitten by insects and rats. Another fell into thorns that were like swords, and they couldn't move. In this way, they were all falling down into painful conditions of ditches and thorns, and they couldn't see. They were suffering, and suddenly it began to rain, a massive storm, and the rain turned into hail, where they were being smashed and crushed by ice balls, and it was freezing cold. Like the peaks of the Himalayas, it became freezing cold to them. And they were being beaten down by the ice balls, soaring down at full speed from the sky, while they were continuously being bitten by creatures, insects, and stabbed by thorns. And in this completely helpless state, the leader of the dacoits, he thought back how foolish he was. In that state, he was completely humbled. He realized, I am not the controller. I'm helpless. And he felt happiness because he recognized that Nityananda Prabhu was God. Nityananda Prabhu was the Supreme Lord incarnate. And it's only by his mercy that this has been revealed to him. As soon as he meditated with a grateful and humble heart on the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all the hail and rain stopped. The weather became nice. All the insects stopped biting. And they were restored. The leader of the dacoits told the others, and they all accepted that they should all go and surrender their hearts in the loving service of Nityananda Prabhu. When that dacoit came before Lord Nityananda Prabhu, some of the associates who were there, they were very much suspicious. We know this person. He has the worst reputation. Now he's coming. We don't know what his intention is. But Lord Nityananda said, no, let him come. And this dacoit, he wept tears of repentance. And with a totally humble heart, he surrendered in the shelter of Nityananda's mercy. He begged Nityananda Prabhu for permission to end his life for all the things he had done. Nityananda Prabhu embraced him. He placed his feet on the head of this Brahmin and said, I'm giving you love for Krishna. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am giving you the highest perfection of life. Now give up all of your criminal activities, give up all the harm and envy of your heart, and be the servant of the servant of the servant. And share this love for Krishna, and share the path of purity and the path of compassion with all of the dacoits and with everyone. He was given what jnanis study the Vedas for, birth after birth, what yogis perform yoga for, birth after birth, what bhaktas render service for, birth after birth. He gave to this person because with faith he humbly accepted the path of devotional service. And he became one of the greatest preachers. In the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, he went house to house with tears, humbling himself before everyone he met, begging them to take the names of Krishna. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he made his base in Kardaha. He married Janava Vasudha, had children, Ganga and Virachandra or Virabhadra. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Godrandweep, in Kardaha, he opened this marketplace of the holy name. Because in this world, people are giving and people are taking. The greatest thing to receive is Krishna's love. The greatest thing to give is Krishna's love. And what is the medium? Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By adopting this mood of servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, trying to please the Lord. Grihe tako, bane tako. Mahaprabhu, he taught whether you're a grihastha with a family and an occupation, or a sannyasi, a monk, living in seclusion. Whatever your situation, if you just look for your happiness in being the servant of the servant and chanting God's names, you will be free from all the flickering happiness and distress of this world. When Krishna is pleased with us, by his mercy, this higher taste of loving devotional service awakens in our heart. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. He's so easily pleased. If we just take this path seriously, and like that dacoit, with a grateful and humble heart, we take shelter of the Vaishnavas. We take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. We take shelter of the holy names. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushita. While Lord Nityananda Prabhu was here, he revealed the mercy of Sri Radharani and Krishna to the world. He gave access to Sri Radha's love. Practically whatever we know about Lord Chaitanya is by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. In Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to give his heart to Lord Chaitanya, but due to circumstances, it was beyond his control, impossible. But he went to Panihati while Nityananda Prabhu was there. And there, Nityananda Prabhu saw him and gave him a service, a humble service. Make a feast of chiradahi, chipped rice and yogurt, and distribute it to all the devotees and to everyone around. Raghunath, he had some wealth. So Nityananda Prabhu just engaged that. because Raghunath pleased everyone, and he, from the core of his heart, he served everyone. Nityananda Prabhu gave him special mercy. The great Vaishnava Raghava Pandit brought Raghunath Das Goswami to Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunath begged, "Only by your mercy can one approach Lord Chaitanya. Only by taking shelter of you can one receive the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Which means only by taking shelter of you one can achieve the loving service of Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu had Raghunath Das Goswami blessed by all the devotees. And then he said, "Because you have been blessed by all the devotees and you have humbly taken the dust of everyone's feet and served them to their satisfaction, during this wonderful feast, Lord Chaitanya himself came here. You will soon achieve the complete shelter of Lord Chaitanya to be the servant of his servants in his constant association." Raghunath Das Goswami became our Prayojana Acharya, the person who exemplifies and teaches us the most intimate, confidential, highest level of the intimacy of the gopis' love for Krishna. He lived on the banks of Radha Kund. And he himself revealed that it was all possible only because Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy cleared all obstacles. In Ramakeli, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, Rupan Sanatan Goswami and their brother Anupam, they wanted to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. They first met Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu and the Namacharya Haridas Thakur brought Rupan Sanatan Goswamis to Lord Chaitanya, where they found complete shelter. On the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupan Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan to reveal Vrindavan as a holy place for the whole world to come. He sent them to Vrindavan to compile literatures that would spread the glories of pure devotional service throughout the world. And they reached Lord Chaitanya through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. The author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, was a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, his last disciple. And Nityananda Prabhu verbally and through his heart revealed the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we read in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat was all revealed to Vrindavan Das Thakur by Nityananda Prabhu for the whole world to benefit. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he was living in a little village and he was enduring difficulties when Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream, in a vision, and ordered Kaviraj Goswami, "Go to Vrindavan and you will achieve everything." It was on the order of Nityananda Prabhu that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan. And there he heard every day in the banks of Radha Kund from Raghunath Das Goswami, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami, who reached Lord Chaitanya only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells, it's only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that I have achieved Vrindavan, and I have achieved the shelter of the association of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami, his uncles were living in Vrindavan. His father had passed away. He was longing to be with them. He went to Navadvip, and there he met Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu gave Jiva Goswami a parikrama, a wonderful tour of the holy places of Sri Navadvip Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as well as in the Bhakti Ratnakara, it describes this wonderful pilgrimage and the description of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu revealed to Jiva Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, pastimes with his associates as they were going through Navadvip. And it was Nityananda Prabhu who instructed Jiva Goswami, now you go to Vrindavan. Join your uncles, Rupa and Sanatan, because Vrindavan is your place, your home. The original guru, Nityananda Prabhu, by his blessings, all of these greatest of acharyas have revealed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and life to the world. The Chaitanya Mangala by Lochan Das Thakur. Nitai Gunamani Parama Karuna Akroda Paramananda. Lochan Das Thakur gives all credit to the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And that same mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, after he departed from this world, was distributed through Janava Devi, his Shakti, the very goddess of devotion, Ananga Manjari. And she became the leader of all the Vaishnavas because that Shakti that Nityananda Prabhu carried was so much completely shared from her heart. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, it was this mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. I'm just remembering when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they came to one village, and Lord Chaitanya induced everyone to chant the holy names of the Lord and taste the sweetness of Vrindavan Bhakti. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu predicted, in every town and village, your holy names will be chanted. Sri Narottam Das Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, I am depositing my ecstatic love for Krishna in the Padma River. And when Narottam comes, when he is born and he grows up a little, you bring him here to receive it. It's by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that Narottam Das Thakur was revealed the innermost treasures of the loving service of Radha Govinda, who has shared that mercy with all of us through his beautiful poems and his life. Such a legacy of mercy, compassion, and love that was in its fullest manifestation of munificence in Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu gave us the very heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through these simple teachings. Srila Prabhupada, in the spirit of Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya instructed Nithai and Haridas distribute this Krishna Prem and Krishna Nam to everyone, even the most fallen. In Parampara, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave that same instruction to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was staying in the place of Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, the recipients of Nityananda's mercy. And he left Vrindavan. Just as Nityananda Prabhu left Sringarbhat on the bank of the Yamuna in Vrindavan to help Lord Chaitanya to spread this wonderful Sankirtan movement throughout the world, Srila Prabhupada, he crossed oceans, he crossed continents. Eventually, he circled the world again and again in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's marketplace for the holy name, his Nam Hata. Nityananda Prabhu did it in Bengal, but he set the precedent and he set the model by which Srila Prabhupada would do it for the whole world. And Srila Prabhupada established Gaur-Nithai deities in thousands of homes, in hundreds of temples. Nithai Pada Kamala. Ara, that Srila Prabhupada, with great compassion, he would plead with us to appreciate and open our hearts to accept the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, all gurus are simply the humble servants carrying the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. By following Srila Prabhupada's teachings with a sincere heart, by following the spirit of Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, then Nityananda Prabhu's compassion is accessible. And Lord Chaitanya's heart is accessible, which is the supreme pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev. Today, being Nityananda's appearance day, is very special. Vrindavan Das Thakur says there are 2 days of the year, Gaur Purnima and Nityananda Trayodasi, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and the appearance of Nityananda. And if we simply observe these festivals taking shelter, total transformation can take place in our lives. Lord Chaitanya gave benediction that anybody who really appreciates and follows in the footsteps of Nityananda Prabhu's directions and mercy will surely achieve love for Krishna. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada has made Nityananda Prabhu's mercy so accessible. With
without Srila Prabhupada's mercy, hardly anyone outside of Bengal and India, what to speak of continents all over the world, would know and appreciate the supreme mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, which is the most abundant, liberal, forgiving manifestation of God's love for us. That's who Nityananda Prabhu is. So let us offer our deep gratitude and take shelter of this Guru Tattva on this day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. And let us be instruments to create community centered around the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. And on this particular day, I am remembering His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. He was such a profoundly sincere and deep devotee of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He and His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj have so much revealed Mayapur and Eka Chakra. And Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, he wanted all devotees to come to Panihati. He built a beautiful little temple of ISKCON there at Panihati. I remember once I was in Calcutta with him, and he organized a boat with several devotees, where we all had kirtan and went from a dock in Calcutta right to the very place where Nityananda Prabhu would sit in Panihati. And he showed me the wonderful temple that was being built there. Now he's in the eternal lila of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Srila Prabhupada. Let us express our gratitude to all of these great souls who have opened the doors to the treasures of Krishna's love. And let us pray. Pray to take shelter of Krishna's holy names, Sri Radha's holy names, to take shelter of their pastimes, to take shelter of those devotees who love them, and take shelter of the great benediction of the opportunity to serve. We can know that we're making spiritual advancement when we find our happiness in serving others. The more we're selfish thinking around about only myself, the more we're actually in a very disconnected state. When we find enthusiasm and joy in serving others, uplifting the souls by giving the treasure of bhakti to others, through our physical bodies, through our emotional minds, in whatever way we try to express our desire to serve others with Krishna in the center. That is real wealth. That is real power. That humble spirit to serve. That is why we're here. That is our goal in life. Because in that serving spirit, Krishna reciprocates. Devotees are very, very serious and strict in their sadhana, especially because that higher connection that they receive, they could share with others. Seva. Jivera Swarupur Krishnara Nityatas. Through service, Krishna gives us love. And through love, we simply want to serve forever. Nityananda, that is the eternal joy of the soul. And that is what Lord Nityananda has appeared on this day to give us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj, for wonderful and amazing. Maharaj, you are discussing here at ISKCON Chowpatty that so wonderful, expertly you narrate the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, each of the leela you spoke today, one leela you can speak for 2.5 hours. Yet today, Maharaj, you spoke all the beautiful pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu together in this 2.5 hours. It was amazing, Maharaj. Thank you for this wonderful and purifying experience to hear of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Maharaj.
Shall we have kirtan? Nityananda Prabhu will be very happy if we do like that.
Before we begin kirtan, I want to inform you that at this time, 1,300 devotees are live watching on YouTube, around 100 devotees on Facebook page, and 300 on Zoom. This lecture is translated already in Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, Telugu, and Russian language. And one devotee is also translating for the hearing impaired devotee. So, Maharaj, at this time, we wish to request you to kindly lead us into ecstatic kirtan. Everyone is eagerly waiting for it, and we want to invite devotees from
I'm sorry, I'm not a very good speaker, and I'm not a very good devotee in any way, but you tolerated me, and I feel the mercy of Lord Nityananda in all of you, because you're giving me, because of your tolerance and your patience, you're giving me the opportunity to try to serve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. If I could hear at least one person so I know.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ascatya Desatharine.
Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ascatya Desatharine.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Hari Bo,
Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo.
Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much Maharaj for your wonderful association. Let us all express our gratitude to His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol.